Morning, everybody, and welcome to another session of Marketing 201 here at the Christian Leaders Institute. My name is Tom Tubergen, and we are going to spend probably the next three modules. There's quite a few lectures that we're going to do talking about a subject called SWOT and PEST. And, those are kind of funny terms. You almost sort of wonder if we're going to be dealing with fly swatters or some sort of aerosol sprays to kill some sort of insects. But we're going to talk about two concepts called SWOT and PEST over the next several sessions. One of the overviews that we're going to get out of this particular session here, the introductory on the PEST and the SWOT analysis, is what is a SWOT analysis? What is a PEST analysis? And we're going to compare, do a sort of a comparative analysis of both of these types of marketing management tools. Why are SWOT and PEST important to you? Relatively important in two different contexts. One of these would be as a marketing management tool. The other thing is that you can also modify this stuff, and this is probably really critical. If you were to take these two analyses and modify them to measure your own personal strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities and threats in the context of you and your ministry in your community. The second reason is it helps you to clearly understand the overall environment in which you plan to work. The political environment, overarching economic issues, social influences that are pushing, that you're pushing against, the cultural, for example, and technology resources that you could be taking advantage of. SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And it's laid out on a very simple quadrant, as you see here on this particular slide. The first one is, you'll see four different quadrants where we list the different results. And I'm going to have to kind of squint to read some of this stuff, but we're looking at the positive, we're looking at the negative on the two vertical columns, and then on the sides we're looking at external factors and internal factors. And you'll see in each of the four boxes, we label these things as strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And this is how you start to categorize the whole overall environment of what you're trying to achieve and where you're trying to achieve it. And we'll get into a lot more depth on this later. And in fact, in subsequent lectures, we'll work through the process of actually building one of these things out for either yourself or for your ministry or a marketing firm or business or whatever. So a SWOT analysis, when it's broken down into its basic elements, simply means analyzing the following components of your specific situation. The S stands for strengths, the advantages that you have over any competitors concerning your particular project. And the W obviously stands for weaknesses, and these are the disadvantages that you have internally compared with your competitors. Where are you weakest? Where do you probably need the most help to achieve a goal that you're trying to achieve with a particular project, whether it's a business or a ministry? O stands for opportunities. Current external trends which are waiting to be taken advantage of, things that you can achieve, uniquely achieve, that competitors might not be able to. So these are all just the events that are waiting for you to capture if all of the planets come into alignment, you might say. T stands for threats, and these are external movements, external activities which could cause significant problems for you and have a negative impact on either you or your business or your ministry situation. And these are things that you need to be very tuned into. And so these four particular components of a SWOT analysis, the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and threats, if you take the time to actually go through these and do some very honest soul searching about each of these four categories, you'll do you'll have a much greater opportunity for success in what you're doing going forward. So when do we do a SWOT analysis? I mentioned earlier that one of the greatest things that you can do is to set up a SWOT analysis for yourself and for your capabilities and your particular goals that you're trying to achieve, whether you're trying to run a business, whether you're trying to set up a new ministry or a nonprofit of some sort. This SWOT analysis gives you an opportunity to really kind of dig deep. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses that you need to compensate for or outsource them? You can do a SWOT analysis for your ministry, for your church, for your organization. What's this group of people good at doing? What is kind of in their culture that gives you an opportunity to do things better than someone else that's in that area, for example, or for your nonprofit to achieve specific results in the community that you're working? The other time that you might want to do a SWOT analysis, especially in a business setting, is for every competitor that you're dealing with. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? And it shows you very clearly where you need to compensate to take advantage of that competitive situation. So you don't just do it for yourself. You don't just do it for your ministry or your church or your organization or whatever. You'll actually identify all the different competitors that you're working with or are working against or are in your universe, and you'll want to understand what's making them tick. You're going to want to do a SWOT analysis relatively frequently. You know, a lot of church programs or even nonprofits will operate on a somewhat seasonal basis. And I would recommend that at the very beginning of every program year and probably perhaps at the end of every program year, you may want to do a SWOT analysis. What did we learn from this past year? What are the lessons that we need to apply for the next year? The other thing that we talked about was the pest analysis. And again, this is not what you think it is. We're not talking about what sort of pests there are or competitors that are going to turn into pests. Pests stands for political, economic, social, technology opportunities and threats. So you're going to, it's more focused on an environmental situation. And it's actually structured, it's developed, the actual document, the pest analysis document is structured in much the same way that the SWOT analysis is. And you see the different quadrants here. We talk about political factors, we talk about economic factors, social, and the technological factors. And again, this is where you're kind of looking at all the different aspects of the world that's immediately surrounding your community. And you're saying, how is that going to affect what I'm trying to do to get how I'm going to get things done? In recent years, pest has been expanded on a bit. It also can be known as the PESTLE, which includes two other factors such as legal legislation, for example, that might be proposed, may come into effect. In any legislation that's already been passed, for example, what is the trend? What is the legal environment in which you want to operate? So if you're going to start a food kitchen, for example, what sort of requirements do you need to meet in your area to certify that you have a sanitary kitchen serving environment to take care of that sort of thing? So you're going to want to be aware of the legal aspects, depending on what it is you're out to do. Environmental issues, either locally or globally, and then also the related social and political factors of these environmental issues. And different regions of the world, for example, will be much more sensitive to the environmental aspect of the PESTLE equation. So let's take a look at the comparative analysis of a SWOT analysis versus a pest analysis. And you see the chart here where we talk about opportunities, threats, strengths, weaknesses of the SWOT analysis versus the political, economic, social, and the technological aspects of this. And what this diagram is really showing you is that opportunities can present themselves on all four levels of a pest analysis. The political environment changing. How is that going to enhance any opportunities that you might be presented with in the next 9 months or 6 months or your next program year or whenever? Economic, what kind of trends are coming right now, do you foresee in the near future? And again, and if we're talking in a job, in a nonprofit scenario here, how does helping the jobless or the homeless tie into the economic factors? Are we going to be looking at a large ramp up of people without jobs, of people without homes because they don't have jobs, all this sort of thing? So this kind of helps you to start relating the different threats, the different opportunities that are related to the material you've uncovered during your pest analysis. So you're going to do the pest analysis first before you do the SWOT analysis, and you're going to include some of these results as appropriate in the SWOT analysis and the opportunities and the threats section of your SWOT analysis. Some of this stuff will carry over from your pest analysis into your SWOT analysis. So let's talk a little bit about some of the outcomes that you get from your SWOT analysis. By performing a SWOT analysis, you're going to get a thorough understanding of your personal strengths and your weaknesses. And if you're doing this in the context of a ministry or a nonprofit, it's going to help you very, very much to identify those types of strengths and weaknesses, opportunities, threats. And it's going to help you to understand where you're going to need to attract additional resources or people to assist you with achieving your vision. And I'm specifically thinking of weaknesses, for example. If you can be honest with yourself about your personal weaknesses or your personal or your business or your ministry weaknesses where you really kind of need the help, then it kind of helps you to focus on what do I need to get accomplished over the next 6 months, 9 months type thing. And you can actually start focusing on solutions to those weaknesses. A pest analysis outcome helps you to understand the overall, the bigger world, the bigger environment that you are actually a part of. And it could be a bigger environment as in the community that you're in. It could be a bigger environment as of the metropolitan area that you're located in, the country, the continent, or even the world. So it's kind of a relative concept, and I'm talking about the pest environment here. So, you know, on different levels, you're going to need to talk about how the political influences, the social cultures will be affecting what it is you're trying to get accomplished. And for example, is the neighborhood that you're going to be located in, is it dealing with issues of homelessness or poverty or crime or lack of education resources, for example? Are there strong social cultural influences such as a predominantly strong Muslim or other religious culture in your particular area that might very much impact what it is you're trying to achieve with your own particular ministry goal? So let's talk a little bit about the outcomes of a pest analysis. We just spent a few minutes discussing the SWOT analysis. Let's talk about some of the outcomes that we get from a pest analysis. A thorough pest analysis is going to help you to understand that environment that we were just talking about. It's going to help you to understand the environment that you're going to be operating in, or maybe you already are. understanding political influences, and again, it could range from zoning ordinances restricting large meetings in a home to government-sanctioned repression or even violence towards Christianity. Or maybe they just simply have rules and regulations about health department procedures relative to food kitchens, you know, that kind of a thing. So it could be a whole variety of things, but you want to really take some time. I mean, if you're pre-launch as your nonprofit, if you're, you know, you're making plans to kind of get things rolling, you got an idea and you want to make things happen, you want to spend a lot of time doing research on this pest analysis portion of your, I don't want to say business plan, but sort of your overall plan for your reason to exist. You want to spend a lot of time on the pest analysis portion of this. A complete analysis of the technology, again, that's not, maybe it's not even available. Maybe the people in your community are at the poverty line and having their own email account is probably not something that's very high on their list or even doable. But, you know, maybe it is available to your target prospects, maybe it's not. So you've got to really just step back for each component of a pest analysis, the political, economic, social, technology analysis. You need to kind of get a really thorough, clear picture of each one of those elements.